What's the difference between DIY and doing it yourself? It's the difference between a part-time passion and a full-time business. Wix gives you the power to turn your passion into a moneymaker with a website that fits your unique vision and the business tools you need to succeed. Let your ideas flow with AI that guides you but keeps you in the driver's seat. Manage your business from one dashboard and keep it growing with built-in marketing features. It's time to turn your daydream into your dream job. Do it yourself. Go to Wix.com.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
I got this. Let's go. 3:30 on the dot. What? Yeah. Oh, we're here. Look, there's so much going on before the show. We're making a happy shout to Travis. He's like, dude, you're on. What are you doing? Sorry, I'm late. I smoked a hash hole. I'm talking with Senate. Kentron's on the keys. It's another episode of the Getting High With Show. What? Is this the first one of 2025? Yeah. We out here. How you doing, Ken? How you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good.
Yeah? Are you ready for the show?
I am.
We're doing things a little different. Look, I see Senate is in front of me. Mr. Checkpoint. Always film the police. Look, I was on you a while ago, bro, when you were feeding meters. I was on social media, and you used to just put money in meters and then try to find parking enforcement officers to, like, talk to you. And you're like, what? I'm just trying to help people out. Is that even legal?
100% legal.
It is?
Yes.
I thought... Someone said that's illegal.
Well, they'll tell you a lot of things that are incorrect, you know? So they're telling you, oh, you can't do that, but absolutely you can.
You can.
You can feed other people's expired meters always.
Does that tell you that I've been watching you for a minute, like the parking? Because you don't do much of that anymore, huh?
I haven't in a while.
Because now you've, like, it's, like, so crazy. Like, all right, we're with Senate, social justice warrior. He's, like, a marketing king also. He invented some things we're going to get to in a little bit. Right? Yeah. I did a little bit. We'll talk about some of this. Okay. But what's important is we're on the Getting High With Show, and I see my rolling tray is empty, and I see your rolling tray is empty. You got a Dr. Dabber. I think what we should do is go over to the apothecary and fill up on some ingredients before we start the actual show. Are you cool with that?
I would love that.
Can we go into the shop and get some weed, and then we'll let the audience chill with Kentron and vibe out. We'll go shopping, and we'll come back.
I think we can do that.
I'm going to take you on a shopping spree at a weed shop.
Oh, I'm excited.
You ever do that before?
I've never done that.
Let's go. Look, we'll be right back with Senate. Mr. Motherfucking Checkpoint, always film the police. We're going to have so many great stories. We got great questions. We're going to learn all about this Valley legend. Valley?
818.
Say it backwards, baby.
818.
Look, it's already starting. Look at my Valley Haze. You know what scene that is?
Oh.
What
is that?
That's the NoHo Art District.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, dude. The
Valley.
All right, look, we're going to go to Apothecary. We'll be right back. Stay tuned, guys. Yeah. We're back. What a fun adventure. Shout out to Apothecary.
Yeah.
Shout out to Apothecary for making that happen. And Patreon, only you get that exclusive look at our little shopping spree that we got to experience at Apothecary. So if you want to see more of the Getting High With Show and more content, check out the Patreon, Getting High With Show on Patreon. We appreciate all the support. And I shipped some of the Patreon giveaways away during the holidays, and I got a couple more coming out. So if you didn't get yours yet, please be patient. We appreciate y'all for hanging out. And speaking of hanging out, I'm excited for this next hour-ish of the show, because I get to hang out with Senate, dude, Mr. Checkpoint, who I've been, you know, following on the social media throughout all my accounts. You know, I'm on like my 26th account right now, I think, but
that means you're doing something right.
I appreciate that. Thank you. It's kind of frustrating that we have to deal with that and having social media as a necessary evil for what we do, because we need that platform to show our content and to get an audience, because that's just the way it is. And to not be able to have full control on that is kind of whack.
Absolutely. I heard though 2025 has some new guidelines for this industry and others.
I heard a lot, and okay. I saw Zuck make a little video right. saying like, hey guys, I'm gonna bring back freedom of speech. So basically saying he took away your right of freedom of speech because he's bringing it back and they believe in it. So you've been fucking with us the whole time.
Absolutely.
They do censor us, huh?
Of course.
Is this fucked up?
I think so.
Are they? Because you've had a lot of encounters with law enforcement. Do you think they feel what they're doing is right, like as human? Because when you're growing up as a kid, you're like, I want to be like a fireman. I want to be a police officer. I want to do what's good, and I want to help people. And then once you get involved in the corrupt system, you're like, damn, this is fucked. Like, do I still want to do this? Or?
I think there's times that happens for some of them, right? I don't want, like, it's tough. I want to say that the department, they probably do a really good job of, like, brainwashing, right, the new recruits and the people of like, this is why we need to stand together. This is why we do what we do. And I would assume they're probably pretty effective at it. They have a huge budget to do so. And I think they misinform these recruits and people to make them afraid and really think that what they're doing is okay with misinformation.
It's a lot of that.
A lot of that.
I feel like we've been brainwashed our whole lives since we've been growing up in school, and what they teach us and the things that they present to us, and then the narrative that they give us is just kind of all bullshit to make us believe what we're doing is right.
Yeah, I mean, with cops and police specific, there has been a forever mission to make the public think of the cops a certain way, and I call that copaganda, or people call that copaganda. and that starts with what was that show? Dragnet was like produced by the LAPD, the first show. These kind of shows show cops breaking the law to do what's right. That never happens. Cops is another copaganda show. All of the Law and Order shows are all showing cops and that system doing something really noble, really just, and even, again, breaking the law to do so. That's all a facade. That's fake. That's not real. And so it's tough because most of the things we watch, most of the things we see are showing cops saving the day.
And then, like, now, these days, have you seen The Boys on Prime, Amazon? It's like that superhero political.
I haven't seen that.
So, like, I think they're getting blatant with it now and how they talk to us and how they show us it, because I feel like the media is told how they should tell the story to the mass public, so we believe what they're doing is good. Are you into like conspiracies and theories and all that shit? Have you heard of Operation Mockingbird?
I have heard of that, but I don't recall this. What that
it's
relates
the one
to
where the CIA, they would have CIA agents as news reporters, and they would tell them what the news is because they want to be able to narrate the story that they want the public to know. So they would put like CIA agents in there that would say, because they know they can control them and that's who they're getting paid. And if you have like regular news anchors, they'd be like, yo, what, this ain't real?
Yeah. No, I definitely am aware of a lot of, you know, let's call it missions of the CIA, the FBI to, yeah, indoctrinate the people and then to, in the history, assassinate those who actually stand up for these things. It could be giving kids free lunches. And then these entities like the FBI, CIA, oh my God, this is a problem. And that happened with the original Black Panthers. You know, that was a free lunch program that was helping the community. And what did the police, the system, the FBI, the CIA, they conspired against those organizations doing good to and ultimately assassinated Chairman Fred Hampton. So, I mean, some of them are conspiracies and I go, oh, I don't know about that. But no, some of this stuff is absolute. There's no question.
I feel like they call it conspiracies, so we already think it's a lie. We're like, oh, it's a conspiracy. It's a lie. So we already go in doubting it.
Correct. Right.
We'll get all into all that. I want to know about Senate, dude, because how does one, because you're so selfless, dude. I've seen you out on the front lines of these like I follow your social. I see what you do. Always film the police. It's a great little platform. It's a nonprofit also, where you help people who get wrongfully accused from, you had an incident in the growing up that made you become like super aware of how everything is fucked.
Yeah, no. When I had that incident that I think you're talking about,
you were like,
I spent the night in jail for a DUI.
No. The other one I was talking about is where your friend stole his parents' car.
Oh, you're good. You're
that
good.
One.
Yeah.
What do you mean? I'm good?
You're good.
I'm high. I'm feeling great.
you're absolutely correct.
Yeah.
There were situations growing up. And I went to Montclair Prep. It was a small private school in Van Nuys.
In the Valley. That's right. A1A, baby.
I had a diverse group of friends. And what happened when I was 14 years old, two friends, it was a Jewish kid and a black kid. The Jewish kid takes out his mom's car. I think it was like a Mercedes.
Of course.
Black friends in the passenger seat. They get pulled over by LAPD. And what's the result? The Jewish friend calls his mom, picks him up. They take my black friend to jail. And
he was just a passenger.
A passenger.
Not even the one that did the crime.
Not the one who did
just
the crime.
Was on the joyride.
Yes, sir. And they ended up convicting him of some... He got convicted and had to do community service. And my mind was blown because growing up, my dad's a lawyer. And so when I do something wrong, curfew, ticket, whatever, you whatever it is, I was used to like there's a process to get out of it, or at least a fight or a system. And I remember asking my buddy, like, yo, man, like, what did your dad say about this? He's like, my dad said, I'm lucky that's all that happened.
Whoa.
And it forever impacted me and showing like, what a difference of empowerment or feeling like I'm supposed to be free and no, this is supposed to happen and it's just the way it is.
So you can imagine what his father was going through growing up, saying that you're lucky that's all that happened to you. Like
they broke my heart. Like yeah,
that's hard.
That's hard. And like it broke. Yeah, like I said,
especially
it broke
growing
my heart.
Up in such a diverse like the Valley, the San Fernando Valley is so diverse, so multicultural. There's races from everyone. So like us growing up is like a melting pot. I just, you know, everyone's the same to me. I don't see all that. I know it's
same,
like weird to
same,
say,
right.
But it's like, we're all people. And to see how certain companies or certain like foundations judge you based on who you are and your skin is just, it's just weird.
That's what it was.
Especially
my friends
up,
were
yeah.
my friends. They're good people. I'm like, wait, so he's treated different because of this. And that's what started waking my eyes up to like something seriously wrong here. And I don't think I've ever shared this particular piece of information about that story that's pretty interesting.
Are we getting
an
exclusive?
This could be an exclusive. I don't
he's not
think
sure.
I've...
He got the Dr. Dabber, so he's not sure.
I don't hear it. And it's lit enough. I'm about to turn it on.
No, the switch is lit, bro. I hit it in Miami. Yeah, and they're good guys, too.
Good
they're all
guys.
About, yeah.
I like them.
Innovation.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
And they've had this for a long time. They've had the technology. It's cool.
They've been around for a minute. They were one of the first e-rigs out there.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And I hate to say it, but just because you're the most popular doesn't mean you're the best, all right? Just because something is the most popular doesn't mean it's the best. There's a lot of things on the market that maybe don't have the right marketing budget or they're just not exposed as other companies that are way better than what everyone else is using.
1,000%.
Just say that.
And in time, people then realize or see, right? PC, Microsoft used to be the biggest company in the world. And now what? Apple is.
Yeah.
You know, and at the time, Microsoft was the biggest company. Apple was like, huh? Who's going to use that? Only a few people, weirdos, do. So no, things catch up when they're done right. I think Dr. Dabber is doing it right. But the exclusive piece of info about that story is the kid who spent the night or spent time in jail, had to do community service, is the nephew of our mayor, Karen Bass.
What? Does he work in the like?
No, but that goes to show
that he's from like a family that.
I mean, yeah, and he's in trouble for this, and his pops is like, you know, and it's no knock on the pops, it's no knock on him, or anyone other than this is the fucked reality that people experience, and it impacted me to the point of I don't feel comfortable living in a society. Benefiting off privileges that my friends can't or that my friends get in trouble for. And if I'm not doing something to help make that more fair and equal, I don't know. I don't feel good.
It's not fair.
It's definitely not
feels,
fair.
It feels wrong.
It's dirty and it's like...
So that's how I feel. So that's the sin. It's like, oh, at that moment, you're like, oh, this is that what kind of like started you?
It was a seed. I don't think I could have done anything at that time as like a 14, 15 year old, but it stuck in my head forever of like, fuck, this is wrong. And when Twitter came out, how I came with Mr. Checkpoint is Twitter comes out and I'm watching the news in San Diego and there's a story that they're targeting Hispanics with DUI checkpoints and towing 40 cars in a night in Chula Vista, Escondido. No DUI arrests. I went to the checkpoint. It was in a residential neighborhood. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to use social media to let people know where these checkpoints are. They're not even doing what they say they're supposed to be doing for them.
Yeah, yeah. And you just started becoming, because I remember you started posting where checkpoints are, which is public knowledge because they have to announce where they're doing checkpoints. And it's not for like to, it's more for like safety, not to like
I'm
avoid.
Against anyone driving under the influence. All
right.
I'm for responsibility.
Let's talk. Even being sober driving through a checkpoint, I get nervous. You know what I'm saying? You're always like, anytime a cop pulls up, even though I'm not doing anything wrong, I get that natural, just like, oh fuck, there's a CHP or cop behind me.
Some people don't want to wait in traffic.
Yeah.
Some people have lost a loved one to police. Do they want to, in the middle of the night, be having to answer questions from an officer shining a light in their eye saying, where are you coming from?
Why
of
do you look nervous?
Yeah. Right. So, checkpoints specifically are conducted to be educational and preventative. They are not designed to be a catch and like, oh, I got you, and surprise. In fact, for a checkpoint to be constitutional, they are supposed to do advanced publicity. So a lot of times when you see me share the checkpoints, the LAPD shares this information ahead of time. I'm just publishing it in a way to people that I know can actually see it rather than the morning weather news that I know we're not watching.
Right.
And that's been my mission of how do I get the information that they're sharing already, because it's supposed to be, hey guys, on Friday night, there's going to be a checkpoint here. Make responsible decisions. If you're going out, use Uber, use Lyft. The second thing is they say all the cars seeing the checkpoint, even if you're driving the other way, about maybe 1,000 cars, let's say 2,000 cars might go through it, see it, hear about it. They go, that's also education, right? When you think there's police in the area, you make responsible decisions. You think twice. Well, what does a service like Mr. Checkpoint do then that has told more people about DUI checkpoints than a checkpoint could ever screen? I mean, I tell people publicly, nationally, on the dangers of drunk driving, on here's checkpoints. I think we've made any impact that checkpoints could ever have being positive, we've exponentially increased that with what we've done. And we've worked with apps like Uber in 2013 to drive
that's
them
early. That's early. Is that part of your whole marketing thing? Because I seen you're like a little marketing guru.
I'm a very creative person, and I think I've tried to use all my creative and things to allow people to know their rights, allow people to understand police, where police activity is. Before George Floyd, a lot of this is controversial, right? I think we're in a day now where we kind of see, ooh, this is why we want police transparency. Ooh, this kind of makes sense. But doing this back then, it's been tough. But working with Uber when it was like a black car only, things like that was important because how do I offer people rides? Before that, I was working with taxis. Like, I didn't care.
It's just how do I get people home? Yeah.
Right. If I'm telling people where checkpoints are, I think it makes sense to send you a way to get home and things like that. So it's always been about that since day one. I believe checkpoints are unconstitutional, if it's my opinion. I believe when you start limiting our rights based on a reason. So they go, ooh, DUI is really bad. Let's set up a checkpoint in the middle of nowhere and screen cars at random. It's a slippery slope. You have Stop and Frisk in New York. A lot of people say that's unconstitutional. Well, they use DUI checkpoints as the justification for Stop and Frisk. Because they go, well, look, it's another thing and a reason to violate their rights. And if it can make us safer, let's do it. I'm against that. And I don't think it makes us safer. I think that's misinformation.
You've been starting to get recognized too by law enforcement officers, and some of them know you and seen you because I've seen, you know, where they know you by name. And I know there was an incident where some law enforcement officer was trying to play music, like copywritten music, so you couldn't play your interaction with him.
Yeah, Beverly Hills police officer Billy Fair playing Sublime.
That's wild.
Disgusting. Sublime reposted that, but that's the kind of stuff, you know, I went in there to do a public record request on a video that I was told shows an officer named Officer Newman assaulting an African-American houseless individual in Beverly Hills. So I went there to say, can I get the video for that? You know, we all pay for the cameras. Aren't we entitled to it? So I went there to try to do it, and I was met with Officer Billy Fair, who's playing music to try to get my live taken down or try to make it so potentially something can't be monetized, when that's never been the point of what I do. And it just goes to show the BS. That video went internationally viral. I got
Thank
calls.
Thank you, officer. Thank you.
And funny enough, Billy Fair had a conversation with me before that video. He's like, you just want to catch a video of me to go viral and say the wrong thing. It's like,
he helped.
No, I don't, but you did.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. You put it in existence, officer, so thank you.
That video has been talked about by like schools all over. I've literally talked to students all over the world about that video who are doing studies on the ways departments can infiltrate our rights in different ways, right? So he used technology and a song in this weird way to try to like censor my right to always film the police, our First Amendment right.
I mean, they film us. Why can't we film them?
We are private citizens. We deserve privacy.
Right.
They are public servants.
We pay them.
They shouldn't deserve privacy. But what happens when you do something wrong in the community? Your mugshot's going to be on the 9 o'clock news. Your mugshot's going to be everywhere. You're going to be painted as a horrible person. But when the cops do something wrong, does the media do the same thing? Of course not. If anything, they'll try to not say the officer's name. They won't show the officer's photo. It's been dependent on not just me, but people who care about this issue to raise these concerns up. And it's fucked up. It shouldn't be up to people to do this.
Nah. You are doing some great work out there for the people and educating everyone. Because you also, like you said, you like to let people know about their rights and their laws and what they can and can't do. You know, when being encountered, you shared videos of officers harassing people and, you know, what you need to say. Like, am I being detained? I'm going to go and never snitch on yourself either. A lot of people just like to talk and they end up just telling on themselves.
Absolutely. I mean, we could talk about your rights. Yeah.
I want to go back, though. Let's go back a little. I want to find out about Youngstown. You went to this Montclair Prep. How were you as like a student? Were you a good student? What was Little Senate going to be? What was like fourth grade Senate?
You're good. Say that because I was in high school. I was the littlest in my school from pretty much until I graduated. I went to a school, Montclair Prep. It was from sixth grade to senior year. I was like the tiniest person in the school.
So they used to call you Little Senate?
No, worse than that. But it wasn't a...
Let me say Young Senate. Young Senate? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to bring up any...
No. It's but.
Well, you're not little anymore. You're towering over me, bro.
Right.
What are you, like 6?
I'm taller than anyone who was talking shit back then, for
like,
sure.
What's up? Who's Little Senate now?
But I think that touches on something on why I care about advocating for people who are feeling like they're not heard. And I was class clown, you know.
So
I was kind
funny
of
kid, talked a
kind
lot.
Of funny. I had to use my voice to like say something back, right? It wasn't going to be beaten. It wasn't going to be physically. I was the tiniest person in the school.
Did you have siblings?
4 older siblings.
So you're the youngest also?
Yes.
Okay. So all growing up, always, you were just a little...
Yeah, 2 older brothers, you know. And so, yeah, I had that experience for sure.
All right. I see it now. So that's why you're so vocal and out there. You're like, yo, I grew up, I was the youngest.
I wasn't as... You know, what's funny is I wasn't so vocal in a lot of those settings unless I had to be. My sister, like, followed me probably a couple of years after, or many years after I started like posting, right? And she's like, man, you like talks, you say so much stuff. She's like, yo, why? And she's like,
who are you?
She's like, when we're in the family, like you say nothing. I was like, damn, that's crazy.
You have so much to say to everyone else.
Right.
That's wild.
Right,
dude.
Right.
You're like, well, y'all don't listen to me. Y'all have your own shit going on.
Right, true. And I'm here to like bring up things that people don't know about to people who want to hear it.
Yeah.
You know, I feel safe with social media in a way that I don't feel as the same in physical form, right? Like you're asking me questions I can answer, but like I don't just go up to, I'm like, physically, I'm not one to be like, oh, let me just tell you everything right. I know or like talk.
I'm very abrasive. I'll walk up to someone and just like.
I see. I'm so not like yeah. that. So I feel safe like sharing a video on my phone, posting it. And it's like, if you don't want to hear me, you cannot. I'm not in your space. Like, I don't feel bad, right? It's like.
So doing what you do now is not something you'd imagine like little 11-year-old Senate was going to be like, I'm going to be the social media. I mean, social media wasn't even around. I'm sure when
right.
you were.
It wasn't.
But like, you weren't going to be like a public spokesperson for anything. What was it? Were you going to be? Did you want to be like a lawyer? Isn't your family lawyers?
Yeah, my dad's a lawyer. My grandfather was a lawyer. My parents met in law school. So there's a lot of that.
Was that like.
It wasn't like I wanted to be a lawyer.
Are your siblings lawyers?
I have a brother that's a lawyer. Yep. I think I've been, to some degree, really like entrepreneurial. Randomly, my dad taught me about stocks when I was young, and that's like.
Let me find out you got Uber stocks super young, you early.
Better than that. My dad at like 13 said, hey, what are you and your friends buying? And it was iPods. We bought Apple at $20 a share. My dad, I don't know his finances. He still owns some of that. I ended up selling mine. Like it went up. It went from $20. It was $20, and that's how when I said Microsoft, I remember because Microsoft was giving like big dividends. They were king, like crushing.
They were just trying to crushing. Yeah.
And Apple was like, will it be something? And so much shit talked about it. And
I remember IBM was like all over the place in the late 1900s.
Right. And now, I love stocks, and that I think kind of made me like entrepreneurial, like interested in business. And I sold the Apple stock, and I bought the vending machines at my high school.
Oh, that's
so
smart,
that
though.
Was the first
like business.
Little business thing. Before that, actually, I was waiting in line at Tower Records. I was getting tickets. Simon and Garfunkel. I'd sell it to my teachers.
Oh,
I was
shit.
Just like. Just, I liked it, not even because I had, I just liked
just hustling.
Hustling, yeah. It was just fun. It was like creative. It was meeting people. Yeah.
Yeah. That's fucking cool. Just any way you can, just let me, this little hustle.
Let me
live.
Learn it, yeah. So
sound like a Valley kid.
Yeah, right. like, bought the vending machines at high school.
Yeah. Like, what that's fuck? Crazy, though, to get the, you still have them at the high school?
No, that high school doesn't exist.
What?
It closed.
Damn.
Look up Montclair Prep.
I remember it.
It's interesting school.
That's
it's,
crazy.
Like yes. Michael Jackson went there and like it closed.
That's wild. That they didn't have the funding anymore. I mean, all schools in LA are like changing.
No,
from...
I think it was like the ethics and maybe morals going on at the school. I'm telling you, when you look at the history, it's like weird stuff going on.
Are you in you said you like the stock. Did you get into cryptos or NFT? You buy Bitcoin at like a quarter?
No, not crazy. I did get into some NFT stuff. Fortunately, there was a project in the NFT space that was like, hey, we see the work you're doing. And they ended up actually making a ton of money then and contributing some to the nonprofit. So I've been in the space, but no, not some like big.
Not like crazy.
No, come on.
Let me find out your wallet.
You saw my car, right? It's
that don't listen. Some of the wealthiest people I know are like the most low key.
That's true.
They're just like, they don't want anyone knowing.
That's true.
Well, is dabbing your preferred way of consumption?
It is since the Dr. Dabber.
Really?
And that's the realest thing I can say. I've loved OG Louie. I've smoked OG for a long time. And that's been, I'd say, the preferred.
Yeah.
But since this device, I've been happy. Like, that's real. I don't know. I smoke less. I smoke it at night, go to sleep. It's awesome. Like,
it's that smell. Like, I'm a blunt dude, but
yeah.
Sometimes it's just a lot, you know? It's just a lot of smoke.
Right.
And I smell. I like the smell, but.
No, I love a blunt. I love it all.
Yeah.
It's the sacred plant, man. It's got it all.
Yeah, it's everything. The whole entourage effect. Well, when did you first start consuming? I mean, the Valley, I'm assuming young.
So, no, actually, all my friends, everyone in that school smoked.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I actually
school in the Valley, please.
I actually was.
Those
house
parties were epic.
There was literally three kids that didn't smoke. One of them was the black kid that went to jail, by the way. There's three of us who like just didn't do anything.
So he was a good kid and still got fucking thrown
exactly.
into jail at 14.
He was a good kid.
At 14?
He was maybe like a year old or 15. He super whack. So no, I didn't smoke. In fact, my carpool would smoke weed every day on the way to school. And we got pretty much stopped by the dean of the school.
They saw him smoking on the
way.
They
he would like park in this little lot and then the dean pulls up. And so all of us, all of us got in trouble, right? I'm in
Even
the car.
You.
Yeah. So they call my mom, like, he's getting suspended, or I think they said expelled. Everyone got expelled except for me. I had to do a drug test because I'm like, yo, I didn't smoke. They're like, if you didn't smoke, do a drug test. None of the other kids would do that. But no, I was clean. And so I stayed in the school. Yeah.
So secondhand smoke wasn't, it didn't test positive.
That didn't mess me up. So to answer your question.
Did you get high with the secondhand smoke?
No, I don't think so. They would act like I did. Like, oh, you're high. I honestly don't feel like I was. And they would even be like, let's hotbox the car with him in it.
I feel like secondhand smoke is kind of a myth.
It's kind of a myth.
I don't feel like, I think people who say they get high off secondhand smoke don't really.
I don't think they know what high is, maybe.
I don't know. Because I feel like once I smoke it and like blow it out and it burns, it's like done,
it's
right?
It's different. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think.
I don't know.
But the the first time I smoked was Amsterdam. That's where I went.
Really?
Yeah, with me and my buddy.
How old?
Like 20, 21.
Oh, so you're already an adult.
It was legal. I like waited.
Is that because your dad's a lawyer? You're like, I can't do it. It's illegal.
It might have been.
Is that like in your conscience?
Kinda.
I don't want to get in trouble. I was told I graduated a DARE program. Were you in school during DARE?
Yeah.
You remember DARE?
I remember that.
Yeah. Is that shit still around?
I think just the t-shirts, right? No. I mean, you see it random.
We make the t-shirts to, you know, DARE to stay on drugs or whatever.
Right.
We do. Is that sizzle from that?
Yeah, I think that was.
That is. Yeah. Is that that's the hash...
Yeah,
bubbling.
The trilogy, yeah.
Yeah, that's the hash bubbling.
And dude, you don't have to even put a lot in.
Yeah,
honestly,
I saw.
Like pretty little.
I saw. And it's ready? Wait, does it vibrate or just goes green when it's ready? It vibrates?
Vibrates.
Yeah. Let's go. We got Senna here. Mr. Checkpoint, always film the police. He's out here. The content is great. Make sure you follow him on the socials and the platform. What's like your basic day in the life? What is like a day in the life for Senna? I feel like you just kind of... Do you look for, because right now I see you're heavy on this Brentwood school, this like VA lot in Westwood that they're lying with what the deed was for. And they're like putting like a private school on it when it should be homes for the veterans.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. You pretty much nailed it.
Yeah. What's up, Dad? Why is everything so corrupt?
Greed. It's like. To me, growing up, like my dad would bring me to Skid Row and we'd feed homeless on Thanksgiving, stuff like that. Like he would, first of all, the kind of lawyer my dad was, he was an SSI lawyer. He'd help people get those kind of benefits.
Right.
Those are people in tough situations,
yeah,
right?
They need the help.
And so that's what I was like raised on, servicing, or like, you know, how to help people. And so I've always had like a real passion for giving back and helping others. And when COVID happened, I created like an Amazon wish list so people could. My whole thing was like, oh, you stay home, right? Well, if everyone's staying home and everyone's wearing masks, like the last thing you're doing is rolling your window down to give someone a dollar, right? Like,
right.
I think if anything stopped 1,000%, it was people communicating or giving back to the most vulnerable population at that time, you know? And so I don't know what, but I ended up making this Amazon wish list saying, hey, people, if you want to stay home, you can order something here. It'll come to me and I will distribute it. And then I would do social media showing like me giving out sleeping
bags. You actually showing
all
the
stuff. Dude, we got people like a car, literally. Like it was, so I would meet someone and go, I'm on the bench. I need a car. The next day, the guy would be like, hey, bro, I got a car for him. I would meet a guy, I need a walker. Next day, bro, I actually have a walker for me. They'd like engrave it. Like weird, the
so
crazy.
People were helping.
Awesome.
That's
in
awesome.
A safe way, respecting like all the COVID BS and all that stuff. And that's what brought me to Westwood. That's what brought me to see a bunch of veterans in tents with American flags on San Vicente and Wilshire and West LA. And fast forward, I'm not just handing them stuff. I'm like talking to them. I'm trying to learn what's
story.
Going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. And man, I still to this day like can't believe the reality of that whole situation and what that is. And to just sum it up, super wealthy people in 1888 gave about 1,000 acres of land to homeless and disabled veterans. They did it for two specific reasons. One, it was after the Civil War. So Abe Lincoln is like, oh shit, we're having a drafting crisis, right? Like, who's going to want to serve when you see homeless veterans? Civil War caused both sides of our country to be veterans,
right?
We weren't fighting outside.
We're fighting ourselves.
Yeah. So homeless veterans was a real issue. So Abe Lincoln's like, we need to have a soldier's home on the east and the west to rehabilitate and help these veterans heal and get back into society. And that's what occurred. Over 1,000 acres were donated. The really wealthy family, they had a really good reason to do so too. They had thousands, like I think tens of thousands of acres, if I'm not mistaken. When you have that much land that's undeveloped, 1888, you're being taxed on all of it.
Yeah.
That's expensive.
And we donate
and it's
this
undeveloped.
Shit. Yeah.
Ooh, let's donate 1,000 of it to veterans. And
write
one,
it off.
That's like, right, they get to write that off. They don't get taxed on the land. And then what does it do? It ended up causing thousands of veterans that were getting pensions to move there. A post office was created. They built the whole original economy of Sawtelle. So
is this right next to the graveyard?
Yeah. Well, all of that whole area.
Is veterans.
It's not, think 1,000 acres. This is massive.
That's a lot. That's
this
a lot.
Is beyond.
Yeah, that's huge.
Huge.
That's a lot.
So it's all of that veteran
avenue.
Because
they have the hospital there.
It's
they
the
have
federal
like the,
building. Yeah. It's the 405. They cut through the veterans' land.
That's crazy.
Like, and that's okay. Maybe some things can get justified. I can't justify a $50,000 a year private school, Brentwood School, that, you know, former Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger's kids went to, and acting like he's helping the veterans when he goes there with hot dogs. I can't.
When they built a school where they should
when
be living.
$50,000 a year school on that plot of land. Los Angeles is the nation's capital of veteran homelessness. Thousands of homeless veterans. And the only reason is because third parties like Brentwood School, like UCLA, are prioritized over the people that the land is supposed to be for.
Greed. Back to greed.
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 It's greed. It's like people want, you know, they already have $1 million. They want more millions. They want more millions. They want maybe to get to a billion.
Right.
It's like, dude, what in the fuck is
it's
it
gross.
Enough?
It's kind of gross.
Disgusting. And for me, greed's in everything, right? So we could say greed's in this, all the stuff. But when the expense to me is like the most vulnerable homeless and disabled veterans, I mean, come on.
Yeah, the other
and
one
I'm not a pro-army person. I'm not like here like, oh my God, I love war and shit. Yeah. Not at all. What the fuck?
These
I'm
are
not,
people that signed up to serve our country and help us and they come back to not be.
I protested against all the wars of my life that I've seen.
Yeah.
And I still think that the people who are sacrificed, you know, absolutely need to be serviced on what is theirs. And the budget for that land is over $1.4 billion annually. And so we have a major problem when, like, you see the mayor coming on and be like, you know, just the other day, she was downtown LA saying, we're going to get more veterans into this housing all over LA. That is not what's needed. It's not to put veterans in a bunch of slums so that we can use more city, county, state tax dollars.
Put them in
put
hotels.
Put them on the federal. No, put them on their land, in the buildings. Kick out UCLA, kick out the school, Brentwood School, and give those stakeholders what's theirs.
You out here for the people, Senate.
I appreciate
it. Making it happen, dude.
I'm trying.
So let me get back to it. What's like a day for Senate? What are we doing? Are we waking up? Do we have like a fitness routine? Are we like on a special diet? Are we emails? Are we just like wake up and walk the? What are we doing?
So the diet, I don't really eat like before noon, you know, try just like water or like just healthy, you know, it's whatever. I'm vegan.
Oh,
pretty much vegan.
That's exciting.
Not, I mean, it depends who you ask.
I just started eating meat like 6 months ago. I was vegetarian for like 6 years.
Really?
Yeah.
What made you just jump in?
Protein.
You felt like you were lacking?
I'm trying to get on a fitness journey and it was just, I was tired of like powders and just vegetables, dude. I missed meat. And it was so much easier to protein intake on like a chicken breast instead of, so I just fucking.
What made you be vegetarian?
Our food system.
So when you eat the meat, do you try to eat like better quality meat?
I don't eat like fast food.
Not random meat.
No, if I'm eating like a Taco Bell, what's your Taco Bell order? You get Taco Bell?
It would be like bean and cheese burrito, no cheese, like with the onions, you know what I mean?
So like when I go to Taco Bell, like even if I still go, it's no meat. I'll get like a potato taco or some shit.
Right, I feel you on
that. But I try to eat better.
I'll eat fish sometimes.
Yeah, I love sushi. I'll eat sushi.
If it's like looks like high quality, but like again, I'm not just like random. Let me have fish.
Right.
Like, I try to limit and. Right. But
vegan is it's hard, bro. But in LA, it's kind of
easy. In
LA,
it's easy.
But it's still hard on your body.
I don't know what it is. I feel like
how long you been vegan?
I watched What the Health. Whenever that came out, 6-7 years ago.
Okay.
And like I was like, damn, I just made me want to get a it made me go to Veggie Grill. And then I went there and I was like eating there once a week for a month, and then like two times a week, and then three, and then just slowly those meals took over. It wasn't fun. Dude, it's like I would used to go to Ruth's Chris with my dad, like for like that would be like the thing if we were like let's celebrate it. It's like that's weird, right? What do I eat there? So
cream of spinach. Oh no, you can't. You're
it's
vegan.
A lot.
So it's cheese.
Well,
potatoes.
No,
broccoli. Steamed broccoli.
I'll sometimes have cheese, but rare. It's I'm not like but.
You'd get steamed broccoli and spinach and mushrooms.
Yeah.
At the steakhouse. I remember those days. I was like, let me just get like
it's
mac
sides.
And cheese. Yeah, let me get every side.
All sides.
While they eat these fucking big old steaks and ribs and shit.
Right.
Yeah. Veggie Girl was your first like
that was it. I was like, this is bomb. And honestly, I felt better after. It was like the fried chicken sandwich thing.
Yeah, the little chicken wraps.
With the buffalo thing.
Yeah. Fire.
I was like, I wasn't slunched over. I used to eat so much meat. Like I'd do like
Korean barbecue. Let's go. Are you kidding?
I would have meat sweats.
Yeah, you don't miss that? Like,
no.
You don't?
I really don't.
I've only had Korean barbecue once since I started eating meat again.
You're gonna go again. You're probably
Now I'm fiending, dude. Now we brought it up. I'm like, what?
Genwa, if you is bomb.
Quinoa.
Genwa,
G-E-N-W. Oh, yeah.
It's like
the
Korean bar. It's fire.
Yeah. We got Koreatown out here, so there's a lot of good spots out there.
But you asked the day in life. I look at my phone, you know, and I see what's up. Or like from the night before, a lot of things change depending on what's going on. So it's like. There's times when I've gotten a call from a family who's like lost their child to the police. Boom, that could like really
are these like emails or DMs? Like when you say you look at your phone, is it?
Yeah, it could be like DMs. It could be a text. It could be social. Yeah, exactly.
So you just
I'm just kind of like checking some stuff, and I'm like, and then I'll like respond, or some things are already brewing, right? And I'm in the middle of it, and maybe not able to check because. I'm in the thick of like what's going on.
Right.
But
investigative reporting.
To some degree, for sure.
Getting the exclusive. No, for sure. I totally get it. And I'm sure with your platforms, you get a lot of DMs, a lot of messages, people telling you about a lot of corrupt situations, showing you videos and shit. So probably it takes a lot of time in the morning.
Exactly. And then I'm like, oh my God. Like,
it's noon. I need
and
to
then
eat.
Sometimes it's like, right. Sometimes a lot of, but no, sometimes like that one DM, like they're just, there's an example, like I get a DM, hey, my uncle's in prison for something he didn't do. Boom, this has been 2 years now, like talking to this guy, dealing with this. And so a lot of the things I've done have been years long of, so it's like, unfortunately my time, I become less able to look into everything sent to me, you know, which is really effed up because
it's hard.
It's coming there. It's there.
You need an assistant.
We need to raise a ton of money to the foundation.
Yeah.
You know?
Have an office.
You know, like you've heard, you know, the ACLU? Heard of it?
Yeah.
They get $350 million a year. And I'm like a fan of them. As a kid, I was like a ACLU member. You know,
what does it stand for again? The
American Civil Liberty Union.
Yeah.
You know, and so
yeah,
like when
all the,
they stand up for it. Yeah, exactly. And we're just hoping to be a something like that that advocates for these people, you know, victim to different issues.
Right. That social injustice.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and educating people on their rights because they don't teach us that in school. They try to teach us about, like, fucking, you know, the War of 1812. And, like, what the fuck do we need to know about the War of 1812? Teach me about my rights as a human. Why can't teach me how to fucking change my oil?
The quadratic formula.
Teach me how to, teach me how to load a dishwasher correctly. Is there a right way to load a dishwasher?
That's a good question.
I see, like, it's like there's so many different like little placements and sections. Right. It's like what goes where. No one really teaches you how to load a dishwasher.
I used to think by putting something on the bottom that like would cover stuff, like how's the stuff above it getting clean?
Is that why you have to put
no
that
one
on
told
the top?
Me that.
You know, like no one gets taught those basic things.
Absolutely, and our rights. Like we should have a whole class one for 1 year. about your rights, the laws.
They try to teach you about sex ed, which is creepy, but they won't teach you about just like your rights, and it's crazy.
Do you know your rights?
I'm sure there's a lot more I could learn about.
But you know the basic ones?
I would hope so. I mean, you know, like following that. You and, of course, Pop Brothers at Law, I see you with them. Yeah. You know, I've had them on a couple times. You know, I feel like I don't ever want the situation, but I feel like maybe I would understand how to handle myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's scary.
Am I being detained or am I free? I'm detained. All right.
And then you invoke your fifth.
I'm just going to be quiet.
No, you can't do that.
I'm going to invoke my fifth, officer.
I'm so happy you said that. You cannot invoke
the
quiet.
Fifth, yeah.
You have to
actually say. And you don't say, I'm going to shut the fuck up.
If you just remain silent and don't invoke it, and I just got an article like 2 days ago about this, that will be used against you.
You got to say,
I have to say, I remain silent. And then that's you exercising that right.
Right.
Otherwise they could be like, wait, is something wrong with him? Wait, what's going on?
Talking?
Right.
Is he?
And then they're going to make up all the reasons to throw you in a cell.
He wasn't compliant.
Yeah.
He would. Yeah. So you have to say, I invoke the fifth and I'm going to,
if you want to say like a robot, you say, I remain silent. You know, I say, and even if you don't have a lawyer, I personally think the best thing to say is I remain silent until my lawyer's present. Why? Because if they think maybe you have a lawyer, like they're, or
all you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.
A lawyer's coming, like they're going to have to do things right, hopefully. You know, so I don't know.
What if you don't have a lawyer?
Then say I remain silent, you know, but get one. Just say I remain silent until I can talk to a lawyer. How about that? I remain silent until I can speak to a lawyer. That's not lying.
Speak to my lawyer that I'm going to choose for this situation.
Right.
I say that part
in
my head.
And then you actually remain silent, which is so hard. And I know from experience, it's hard even when I tell people to remain silent. It's really hard because they're going to be like, well, do you even know what time it is? And you feel weird by saying like you don't know what time it is or not answering, like
point to their watch.
Or you know the answer. So you're like wanting to tell them to show you know. It's like, no, remain silent. There's nothing.
What if you were just showing me your phone and it goes to the time?
No, he'll figure it out. You're done. He works for you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Do you eat cereal?
No.
No? You don't do like what's your milk substitute? Oat milk? Almond milk?
Yeah, almond. I was doing oat, but my wife was saying it's bad for me.
Yeah. So you got almond milk?
Almond milk's been more though.
Isn't it a little more watery though? It's like
I thought oat tastes better.
I think oat.
But
milk.
She's like, oh, there's a chemical in it.
There's chemicals in everything.
I know, but an oat, I don't know.
Is she vegan too?
No, she's vegetarian-ish.
Okay. Damn, so I've been seeing you creep up at a couple of weed events too. You like those?
Yeah.
Yeah, you've been coming to them for a little while.
Yeah, I try, you know, when people tell me about it. Yeah. I gotta get the...
Well, you know, I go to them all the time.
I think I don't share so much on my page, like me smoking. Yeah. So I think like sometimes, a lot of times when I'm at the events, they're like, oh my God, what? Like they can't believe it. People, like you smoke or... I mean, yeah, I do. And I've had my medicinal card for a long time. Like I've truly been like thankful for marijuana, yeah, without doubt.
What do you like to do? Cannabis. Like for fun? When you're not out here on the front lines.
Is that
your fun?
What I like doing.
You like doing that?
Yeah.
Just being out there and...
Yeah. There's nothing.
Do you consume
better.
Content? You watch movies, TV shows, internet, YouTube?
No, not really.
No?
I mean, like, unless someone's like, hey, watch this, like, for them. I'll do it for someone else. There's, like, almost nothing. There's very few things I, like, watch or consume.
What about listen? Are you, like, a podcaster or
no.
Music?
Bob Marley.
Are you being real or is that just, like, a general?
No, that's honest.
You, like, just Marley?
Pretty much. Or like random like stompin' holler music, if like that's what Spotify said, it like positive weird, like I mean There's I like the new Kendrick album.
Okay.
I actually love that album.
Did you hear that new 1130 album by Adam Ill?
I gotta get that. Is it out?
Yeah. What do you do for Cottonmouth?
Cottonmouth?
Do you get Cottonmouth as a dabber?
Not really.
No.
Most.
Is it just water? You don't got crust, bro. I'm just asking general questions.
No.
I like watermelon juice.
I just drink water.
Yeah. No, please, chill. That would have been a great clip, though.
I know.
Actually, we could use that. Are you just a water drinker?
Yeah, I don't do too much soda.
Coconut water?
Love coconut water.
Yeah.
Love.
See? I'm saying, like...
You know what's up.
I'm just trying. You like fresh pressed juices? Do you ever do, like... Agua frescas and shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
I like juice.
I just want to make sure you're not just like only water. That's kind
of
boring.
No. I love juice.
Yeah.
I go to the farmer's market, orange juice, pomegranate juice, bomb stuff.
I'm into that shit.
I love that.
They got me a juicer for Chronica because I get so many fresh pressed juices.
How is it?
I haven't used it yet.
Okay.
I already know how messy it's gonna be. That's why I'm kind of.
I've wanted one for so long.
I gotta go to a farmer's market. I gotta get all the fucking produce, and then I gotta go and
like
juice
bottles and like bottle.
And bottle that shit up and put it in the fridge. It's just a lot of work.
Write the date.
I want to create my own recipes because I like. Yeah, it's fire. Cottonmouth Care, like a fresh pressed juice is like fresh pressed rosin. You know, it's just fresh and delicious.
I think that would be amazing. There was a sugar cane drink I had recently at some event, actually. Okay. It was like a sugar cane juice or something.
Did it come with like a sugar cane and you chew on the stick?
It should have.
Whoa.
But it was at one of these weed events I was at, and that was delicious, and I don't see that enough.
I think I know what you're talking about. I've been to so many, though. What about munchies? What do you eat? Don't say like just cucumber slices and almonds.
Almonds? I love almonds. Yo.
All right.
No. Almond butter filled pretzels from Sprouts.
All right. Let's do it more so we can all relate.
Okay.
We're driving to whatever. We're driving somewhere to go hang out. We pull over. I go to the gas station, get some gas. We walk into the store. Like
what am I grabbing?
Yeah, what are we grabbing?
Like pretzels, maybe corn nuts.
Oh, nice. Salsa picante?
Yeah, the hot.
The yellow bag?
Picante. Yeah.
All right, the yellow bag?
Yeah.
And water?
Water. Yeah,
coconut water.
No.
Are you like alkaline, osmosis, triple reverse?
Yeah. No. No, I'm not paying for the most expensive water. But like, I don't want the cheapest one either.
You're getting like that spring water.
I'm going like middle, you know?
Mid tier. The $50 Ace section. Yeah,
tier 4.
Do you do karaoke?
Never. No.
Never done it.
You do it?
No. I don't go out to do it, but sometimes people love it, dude.
Like, if I was out, I wouldn't do it.
What if someone signed you up and did like a Bob Marley song?
I might be like no and just literally let them call my name until they call the next person.
What if a portal just appeared? Like you're walking down the street and a portal just showed up. Would you enter it? Ooh, damn. He's thinking about this one.
A portal?
Like a portal.
Like, and I have to hop in. And
like, you
knows?
Go in and just it just takes you. Just,
I don't think so. I'd probably film it.
Like, gone. By the time you get your phone, whoop, you fucked up. You missed your opportunity.
I might. I don't know.
Always film the portals.
Damn. I don't want
AFTP, always film the portals. That's you can start getting portals. I see a lot of UFO videos coming out now, which is kind of wild.
Really?
Yeah, bro. It's been a lot of weird videos. But a portal? No? Yes?
No, I don't think so.
What if it's like...
I don't think so.
No. But you believe portals might exist?
Not sure.
No?
I don't think so? I'm not going for sure on that.
All these... You know how people have these theories like the pyramids and Stonehenge and these are all like, you know, aligned with the stars a certain way to like be transfer portals to like different... places. You don't believe it. You don't think that's real. You think people are just crazy.
Interesting.
Yeah.
No, not even crazy. Like, you know, I appreciate all the ideas, perspectives, beliefs.
What about like other? Yeah.
But I'm not like sold personally.
Solid proof. Nah. What about like other living beings? You think?
I think they likely exist, but like, who knows? I'm not sure. I've like put so much thought into like, I think they're complex and a color.
What about like vampires or shapeshifters? No, or like, you think they're real? Really. Zombies?
No.
Like those types of characters that?
Not really.
No.
Just in movies.
You don't think movies? I have a theory that like movies and TV shows are kind of introductions to things that really exist, and they put it in front of us. Because who are we to be able to conceptualize and imagine things that don't exist?
Because we're just... That would mean anything I think exists.
Yeah.
And that's impossible.
Why? What do you mean it's impossible? Look what we're doing right now. We're streaming all across the world with fucking technology. But you think 100 years ago people think this is possible?
No, I think some things can be, but not all.
Why? What are you thinking that can't be possible?
Just 50,000 thoughts a day. Each person can't be... I don't know. I've been wrong. So, okay, examples. I've had a thought something's going to happen and it didn't happen.
Here yet, in this dimension. Do you think... No, so...
No.
You don't think so?
I think it's a... I feel privileged to feel like... my thoughts aren't shit. Like, they just are, it's noise.
But where do they come from? How do we manifest that? How are we able to conceptualize that if we are just what we are? You know, how can we think about a zombie? Who would have ever thought, like, oh, this thing's possessed and just attacks you? Wouldn't you think there's some real life theories to whoever thought of that character?
But, no.
No?
Not necessarily. I think it's possible.
You think dragons were real?
Possibly.
I'm just... Because I...
I'm like skeptical. I want to see it. I want to...
You need proof.
Yeah, proof and like... Yeah, proof. I like proof. I like seeing it. If it's pretty logical, you know?
About if you could have any superhero power, what would it be?
To get rid of all the bad cops.
Just like a filter.
Get rid of all... I would say remove all the systems that oppress. That's what I would do.
You would be like a social injustice fighter. You're able to just... Damn.
Probably get rid of greed. Like maybe like... Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to think about that more. That's a good question.
Is that a superhero power? Or is that just like a... able to get rid of greed.
Change how people think.
Ooh.
That's pretty good.
That's crazy because that could be really manipulative.
It could be.
Yes. Where you just like touch them and you tell them a thought and that's what they think.
You don't even have to touch them with my superpower.
Just lock eye contact or
no, you don't have to see them. You think of them.
Damn.
Remember you said the thoughts.
Wow, the thoughts. That's
so
the most powerful.
I would take this person who's responsible for all this negative stuff and be like, make him not do this anymore.
So you don't need to even be in the same room as them.
No, not even the same country.
Yo, that's some powerful.
Don't even have to speak the same language.
That's some powerful powers.
That'd be interesting.
That's redundant, but yeah. That's like, just think about it and it just happens. Thoughts. Thoughts become reality. See, boom, now we're going back into whatever you think becomes real.
To your right.
Damn. Did you win any superlatives in high school? Were you class clown? I know you mentioned.
Yeah, class clown.
You got class clown?
Yeah. And then I played football, but won nothing. I was like the tackle dummy. I played for a $20 bet with a friend that I couldn't finish the season, and I only played senior year.
That's only when they put you in?
No, that's the only season I played. Basically, I was in 11th grade and I was talking to my boy and we were like going back and forth. I'm like, he's like, you're a bitch. I'm like, you're a bitch. He's like, you couldn't even finish a whole season of football. He's like, really? My buddy was like really good at football. Like, and I'm like, what? Yeah, I could. Like, what the fuck?
It's easy.
He's like, bet $20. And then that season was my senior year.
And so you tried out?
I played the whole... I didn't actually play because I was horrible.
But did you have to try
out? But I
was on
the team.
Or
yeah.
Anyone who signed
no,
up got
it was,
on.
It was anyone who got on.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We were that school. Montclair Prep. Yeah. Look it up.
And what position did they put you in? Tackle?
No, none. I was like the tackling dummy at practice. They put me in for... maybe I made it special teams like once or twice.
Did you kick at all? Did you try anything? Did you like try to become a punter or like a field goal kicker?
There was no chance.
No.
I'm good with things that end in board.
Are you good at with a board?
Wakeboard, snowboard, surfboard.
Oh, I thought you meant like board games.
No.
Like, I thought, weren't you like into Sudoku or something?
Oh, that's, yeah.
Yeah?
Sudoku.
Didn't you like create something because of that? I saw you were like an inventor or something.
I created, I did make some stuff. Yeah, I went to San Diego State and I created something called the Sudoku Saver. Basically, I went on a plane and like was using, I bought a $9 Sudoku book and was playing with it on the plane. And then by the time I got off the plane, I was like, damn, like I should print a lot of these, like there was 30,000 students or something at San Diego State. I'm like, I should print like 30,000 of these,
put that's a lot of money,
ad man. Next to the Sudoku and then give it to the students for free. And that's what I did. And I went to all of the businesses. A lot were head shops, smoke shops. I didn't even smoke though at the time.
So you just copied all the pages and...
So what's awesome was Sudoku's like non... You can generate a Sudoku and like with the app, right? Like just right now on Google. And you can own it, if that makes sense, right?
Okay.
So it's not like you're using some other... So I basically generated Sudokus, put them on a page, and then the adjacent page would have... an ad of a business that I would sell it to. I'd be like, hey, I'm going to print 30,000 of these. I made a fake one, basically.
Right,
and I'm like, hey, I'm going to do this. 30,000. Your ad could be here. It's going to be next to where they do the puzzle for 20 right. minutes. I took in the bookstore at San Diego State, literally there was like a whole section for Sudoku. So I was like, look, I'm giving it for free. You're in it. And actually, like, I made money on that.
Hell yeah, selling a little advertising.
I made money
spots.
On that. That was
wild.
Awesome. I was like eating for, I was like, because I could get credit. You know what I'm saying? It was like anything.
You still
I wanted.
Play Sudoku?
No. Yep. I stopped it. I ruined it for myself.
You're just on the board, skateboard, snowboard, wakeboard.
Yeah, that's what I love.
What are earphones?
Damn, that.
He said, damn.
When the iPod first came out, like, there's obviously headphones.
Yeah.
But I was like, there should be a way. Where we can both listen to it. That's, like I had a lot of I had siblings and right. stuff, right? So it's like I want you to listen to it too, or whatever, my friends. And so
this before Bluetooth.
Way before. This is like iPod, where you connect into the phone. You know what I'm saying? Like with the jack,
oh, like the
with
little,
the headphone
the
jack.
Eighth inch. Yeah.
It's like iPod's new. It would be like Walkman after Walkman,
right.
Really. So no Bluetooth, none of that, and. I actually got them created and basically, yeah, it was headphones and then it had a switch and you could hit the switch and then it would go out the other side of speakers.
So like, oh.
There's a company out doing something similar but better. But look, you don't need that now. I mean, you have.
Yeah, now we're.
It
yeah.
was bitching. It had a spot where like, remember the mini shuffle thing that was like this? It was like.
Yeah.
We made like a image where like the shuffle went on the headphone. Like it was kind of, it was sick.
That's why.
But. It went nowhere, as most ideas go.
What? I know before we started, someone in chat said something about the Justice 8.
Oh, yeah, Justice 8.
Yeah, I want to make sure.
Yeah.
You said we should bring it up, so.
Yeah, no, there's a gentleman named Eden Alex Enamorado, and he's a activist for street vendors, you know, and, like, really giving back. Like, I have a lot of respect for this guy, and he was... He was doing his thing, and honestly, the police totally retaliate against him. He's been locked up for, I want to say, over 1 year. What the reason was Justice 8 is they locked up 8 people. They charged them with conspiracy and really just, like, went after them like they were the worst people. This was, like, San Bernardino, Victorville. This was done in, like, Victorville courts. And mind you, you know, the worst thing that happened, I think, that they could say was, like, someone got pepper sprayed or a fist fight. Like, there was nothing crazy. We're not talking like anything super insane, right? And the same Victorville courthouse was like releasing child molesters, releasing all the stuff. All these people get bail and stuff like that.
Except, yeah.
For this guy, because he's critical of police, because he believes in police accountability, because he advocates for the marginalized. They just
making
went on
example.
Like a witch hunt. And
yeah,
it's fucked really fucked up, and so
fucked up how they can do that.
And like they put it in Victorville, he'd have a way better chance in L.A.
Yeah,
you know, but they just the system is can be so designed against us and used against us, and it's scary. And so yeah, I've been trying to, you know, raise awareness for him and support as much I can.
I got a couple of questions I got sent in. One of the ones that was the great one that I'm going to use, this was asked, is if you could film any cop in any moment in history, who or when would you film? Ooh. Always film the police. If you could film any cop in history.
Oh. Man.
What?
That's wild.
You could think, you could breathe on it for a second. Don't trip. You could breathe on it for a second.
I mean, what comes to mind would be like the office, like, I don't know. I think like the officers who like assassinated, you know, I think Chairman Fred Hampton Jr., you know, like the founder of the Black Panther Party and stuff. Like, I'd want to see those cops and let people see, the world see that and what he did to them. I don't know. That's a tough one. I guess I look at it as like Rodney King was like the most
came to my mind as like one of the first popular instances.
What did that do? You know, that for me made me be like, we should be filming the police. You know, I was filming police for like over 10 years now. And people would be like, why do you do this? And I didn't really have so many examples, to be honest, at the time then, or like there weren't so many names I could say. There wasn't, you know, but I'd be like, look, I would literally say Rodney King happened. And if, how would you know before if you want to catch it when it happens, you know, or what happened, right? If the worst thing happens, the only way to know is to be filming before it happens. And so I would like just wait and just, I have so many videos, countless videos of cops doing nothing, man. Literally just something happens, but I filmed it because I wasn't sure. Yeah. I wanted to just wait or see, or, you know, and I think a video that would expose something like that maybe have a benefit, or maybe that would be my hope, is like, what video of an officer that really exposes it to the level that the people say this isn't the right way,
right?
That this isn't it. And I think there's better ways. I want the same safety as everybody else. It's not like I want anything more or less to, in terms of safety, truly, than anyone I have ever met, whether they're pro police or not. Like, we all want that. No one want, right? This is like obvious. But I think we have different ways of getting to that. And I think, you know, the police are really not it, and financially aren't it. In terms of accountability, aren't it? In terms of transparency, aren't it? And I think we could do so much better.
I believe we should change the way things are run, because it's been so fucked for as long as it has been in working, that we should just do it all different. Get rid of everyone that's been in there that's over 60 and like get some reality in this, because they know what's going on out here for the real people. And
I wish we could fund the fire department to the level the police department is funded. And then we get, maybe there's like two officers in a city, like you have literally very few people with a gun in uniform, but the most people that show up when it's homeless, suicide, drug situation, all these other situations that do not need someone with a gun.
Yeah,
you could have a brave person that will risk their life for the better of the community. And firefighters do that all the time with no need to
weapons,
beat up the fire or express their ego or any of this other nonsense. And so I think communities love fire department. They don't have guns. Why not hire really qualified people to show up if there's a mental health crisis? They show up on a motorcycle. They're brave. They're also qualified to handle certain issues. They get there fast. And they have methods of de-escalation. But they don't have methods to kill you.
Yeah, like someone in chat says, cops make them feel uncomfortable than safe. Like, if someone's in a situation, a cop pulls up, they might get more uncomfortable because they're scared of the gun or what they know about law enforcement and how they treat people.
Especially with mental health, you know, and there's far too many families that I get the call from when it's a... And that's whether I can't imagine being someone who calls 911 for my father who's having a mental health crisis, or being a father calling 911 because my son's having a mental health crisis and the result is they die from the cops who come.
Yeah.
This is like should never be possible.
Yeah. That's horrible.
It just shouldn't be. And so like all these mental health calls need to go somewhere else and not to them. Not to a division within them that does other shit. No, not to them. And I think it's
the fire department. I like that. I like that.
Dude, imagine fire departments hiring brave individuals willing to deal with mental health.
And you could save a cat from a tree.
They're the best. And not all are good. You know, when I say stuff like this, and I've in the past, people are like, oh, they'll like, they'll start sending me crazy stuff at fire department. I go, but did they kill anybody?
Oh, right.
I mean, what are we talking about here?
If you could have dinner with three people, dead or alive, fiction, nonfiction, characters, anybody, who would you have dinner with? Three people. No family.
Yeah. Tupac.
Okay.
I think Bob Marley.
That's dope.
And then I would say A third.
Tupac and Bob is already legendary.
I know. I feel like it's full.
That's already enough. I don't need no one else. That's it. Talk about all the conspiracies with these guys.
No. Martin Luther King.
You think Pac is still alive? Oh, Mark MLK.
That would be beautiful. No.
No. I'm just asking.
I don't think so.
Do you think the government killed Bob Marley?
Yeah, I mean, it appears to be. Or what was it, like the foot infection?
Yeah, wasn't it like a little prick in the toe? Yeah,
he stubbed his toe.
That's the story.
Yeah, I'm not sold on that.
And MLK? Damn, all people that
could have, like you got music.
Three people that got unalived early in life. Yeah.
But like on a mission of, I think positive, something positive. I think.
Yeah. I mean, that'd be a lot to take in. That's a crazy.
I'd be listening.
And it'd be a vegan meal, right?
I think we might, whatever they want.
I think Bob was vegan, though. I don't know. I don't know.
Maybe it would be a vegan meal. You know what? Get the tofurkey.
Let's go. Get them a veggie grill. We'll cater it. I learned a lot, dude. It's been great, man. I had a great time.
No, this is awesome.
What?
The studio is sick.
Oh, thank you, man. I appreciate it. Shout out to Kentron. How you feeling, Kentron?
I'm feeling really good.
Yeah?
Man.
How's the show been for you over
it's been
there?
Been good. Just listening to all the stories, and I'm loving it, man.
Yeah. You've had some incidences with law enforcement?
Not in a long time.
That's great.
It's been a long time.
That's good.
But, you know, what? Yeah.
That's good. It just always is. It's like, why do we get nervous, dude? When, like, for real, when cops pull up, like, it's just weird. It's that last year natural instead of feeling safe.
Have you ever met anyone who's ever told you that they were in a bad situation? They called 911, the cops came and made it better.
I mean, not that I can recall at the moment.
Even with my personal
experiences with like, you know, little civil neighbor shit.
No, like anytime.
Yeah.
I'm saying like anytime has anyone ever called 911, the cops came and helped them. And I find it's no.
Chat's saying no. No.
And the thing is, like, it's a no.
I think if
they get there in time, right? Like, how many times is the answer going to be like, oh, shit, they got there in hours after it happened? Like, dude, it's rare. And the amount we're paying them to do what I just said is all of the money. We look at LA and go, oh, my God, look at these issues. Why is the trash not picked up? Why are the roads screwed up? Why is this? Why is that? Why is the education system messed up? Dude, all of our money, more than like 50% of it is going to the police. When you look at a graph of the police budget, it's the whole thing. You can't even see the slivers that go into education for kids. You can't even see those slivers because it's so small.
It's so crazy.
Because the police is so large. And that's a problem.
And I feel like a lot of it is wasted on these police chases. These motherfuckers should end those way quicker than following these cars for 40 minutes, driving reckless, wasting all of them tax dollars on gas and time when there's other shit going on.
Absolutely.
But I love the police chases. Don't get me wrong. But just end them
quicker, bro. Entertaining. But I read something. They're supposed to stop doing the police chases if the person hasn't done anything. I believe it's violent. So, like...
So they're going to stop chasing if it's just infraction?
You steal something, I assume, and you didn't hurt anyone. You know, stuff like that. I think they're not supposed to because it puts the whole public at risk.
Oh, yo, I've seen the police pull back and, like, stop engaging because the driver was too reckless.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're like, yo, let's just pull back.
Right, so think about that. In that situation, they pull back. But why in the other situations do they act like they can't pull back and they have to do the most authority, the most repercussion, the most revenge to make society safer? But in that, it's all bullshit.
It's wild, bro. It's wild. So it seems like it's going to be never ending for you.
Fuck.
Well, how do we change? What do we do?
Jury duty.
What do you
jury
mean?
Jury duty.
People hate jury duty.
That's the problem.
Why?
So, like, when any of these things happen with any issue, and you're going to hire a lawyer and be like, I need help, blah, blah, blah. They're going to be like, yeah, the jury is, like, not going to vote in your favor. They're not, like, typically in what you're saying, whatever we're talking about, right? That's the problem. And if we are jurors that, like, see, wow, cops lie, right? Wow, you shouldn't be in prison for weed. Wow, people could be in it. People could not be in prison right now if only one person on the jury was like, wait, I heard Biden like a while ago say no one should be in jail for marijuana, right? And now you're in a case somewhere in the country, right? This guy's in trouble for weed. You could say not guilty, even though the guy had smoked the weed, saw the weed, he did the whatever it is. You could say not guilty.
Not
jury
guilty.
Nullification, it's called not guilty. That person's life can be forever impacted who lives in your own community. And that's like some real shit that actually can make a real big difference. Everyone loves promoting they voted. If we did that for jury duty and it was like the younger people, the people who are with the shit, we'll prosecute bad cops. We'll keep people out of prison who shouldn't be. And the world will be better.
Why do people not like jury duty, though? Or are we just brainwashed?
I think that's like the like, you know what?
Is that part of the thing?
No, it's like part of the probably the propaganda of like, well, first of all, there are some issues with it. Can people miss work for a week, 2 weeks and not get paid? Right. There's fundamental issues with the.
Yeah, don't they give you like $8 a day?
It's not enough. Yeah. So as a nonprofit with AFTP Foundation, we've been advocating for companies that can afford it, right? You have like big companies who want to say they're with the times and they want to give back. Okay, pay your employees when they're able to serve as a juror, you know, for that time. It's up to 2 weeks. Maybe they're never called for the whole time they're employed. It's not actually that much, but can make a significant difference if given the person the opportunity to serve.
Jury duty. I saw that movie with Pauly Shore.
What is it? Jury duty?
Yeah. Pauly Shore did a movie called Jury Duty. And he liked it because they like housed him. It was like a high profile case, spoiler alert. And he was like riding it and just like trying to stay in the jury duty as long as he can.
I think
it was like that movie was like late 1900s.
I think everyone should definitely think twice about jury duty.
You like doing jury duty, Kent?
No.
Travis, you do jury duty? Oh, that's right. That's right.
We got to change the perception. I think it's possible. I think if the right people started talking about it, sharing it, explaining why it's important, it would make the difference.
Can you vlog it? Is it public?
No, because you'd be in like a courthouse. But you could be like,
Don't they usually like film court cases?
Yeah, but I don't. You can't as a juror.
I watch like Judge Mathis and like divorce court,
fake court,
shit.
Whatever.
TV
it is.
Court.
TV court. You know how that works, right? Like they both get paid and like.
Hit me up to be on one time. I had like a little thing about whatever, and I was working for the production company that was putting on the show, so it was like an interest thing.
Oh, okay.
Conflict of interest, so I didn't make it. but it was fine.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, because you ever both get paid.
Right.
And it doesn't matter the outcome because it just gets paid regardless.
Right. Yeah. So just have fun with it. Talk
like,
shit.
Be entertaining.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I would have killed it.
You would have. I feel like you would have been on the best.
I would have still been on the hits. YouTube videos. Yeah. Yeah. You would have been watching that shit. I learned a lot, Senate. It's been fun, man. That hour, I feel like we probably went over a little bit.
We did?
I don't know. If it felt real fast. But
I appreciate
it, man. It was a great time.
Any time to talk about this stuff is a real pleasure.
Trying to make jury duty sound fun.
I didn't do a good job, did
I? No, it was great.
I did it.
Maybe.
It's okay.
Maybe I'll go optimistic next time. Like, yeah, this is great. Just be nosy and vlog. Yeah. All right, I'm about to do jury duty, BRB. When they come out, I just sat in
my
the courthouse.
My thing is this. If
I'm going to tell them, too. I'm going to be like, I'm going to stream this, guys.
If you... No.
They're but get juror number 7 out, please.
If you could sit on a case, though, where, like, it was crazy... Do you like crime TV or any of that stuff?
Yeah, we watch it, of course.
You do?
I mean, I got a wife, so she likes that shit.
So you don't think it'd be interesting?
Yeah, I'm sure. But it also... It's very time-consuming and, like,
it sounds annoying.
Yeah. You have to pay attention, and I can't smoke.
Yeah.
I got ADD, bro. Imagine me just sitting there for 8 hours, like, listening to me, like,
well, you
could
take your meds.
Eat an edible, just sit there like, sorry, I'm on 100 milligrams, Judge.
Juror number 9, are you sleeping?
No, I've taken my medication. I'm on 100 milligrams of THC.
Are your eyes open?
I'm chilling. You like edibles?
Yeah, at night.
Yeah,
night.
You don't get like the weed, the little weed over the next morning from edibles where you wake up extra like groggy and...
No, if I do it too late or I'll take a little. Yeah, if I do too much, no, for sure.
Okay. You like a little, like a 10 mil.
Yeah, a little 10.
Like one gummy.
Yeah, 8 p.m., 9 p.m., out at 10.
Okay.
Perfect.
Just pass out.
Love it. Then I'm up at like 5, 6 with more energy than I've ever had.
Literally. Oh, yeah? You running 5 miles?
No.
Wake up before the sun?
No. Oh, I do.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And that's when you just get to social fighting, justice.
I go at it.
You put on your cape and... Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, fucking cape.
It's time to save the world. Let me... Let me get my thoughts together and change people's minds.
Right.
I mean, you're doing it, man. You're dropping knowledge. You're educating people. You're doing something that, you know, a lot of people... I respect and I appreciate, and thanks for sharing the knowledge and showing us how corrupt people are. And I appreciate this new winter look. I got a little sweatshirt. Well, I got the always film the police. Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sick.
Do you think if I'm walking around and the police see me wearing this, are they going to be like, fuck that fool?
No.
Hell yeah, dude. Thank you. Are they
going to
be mad?
No, well, look, there's officers who for sure obviously hate what I do. There's definitely officers who have appreciated what I do, who even give info to help do what I do. And so, but, it depends on who. When I was at Coachella, what was it? Not last year. It was 3 years ago. I was with my wife, and then we're like walking out, and then one of the sheriffs is like, "Mr. Checkpoint," and then I'm like, and then he's like, "Could I get a photo?" And I was like, "No."
Shut up.
I was like, "No," and like I think my wife was like, "What the fuck?" Like, she was my girlfriend at the time where I was dating her, you know. And she's like, "What the fuck?" Like, it was.
Why
like,
did
it
you want to take a picture?
It just felt weird.
Put up in the police station. Be careful of this guy,
folks.
I don't
like the vibe. And like, dude, I'm at Coachella having a good time. Yeah. I'm not trying to
eating vegan ecstasy and shit. No, I'm just playing. I'm just playing.
Vegemite.
Yeah.
You said it.
No.
I'm sorry. You don't have to say sorry.
No. I'm trying to be nicer in 2025.
Really?
Yeah. Especially on social media.
Is that your resolution or you have
others? I just live life every day, but that was before. I was like, you know what? I'm 2025, I'm going to be a lot nicer on social media, and I'm not going to engage and troll back and just wish everyone well.
Yeah.
See how that works out. Because they love negativity and it's very time consuming. It's fun as fuck. I love trolling, but I'm going to try to just
So you'll just like keep Jesus. Responding, keep going.
No, no, I'll just say my positive and then let it be.
I probably should have had, what was it, lunch or dinner? Maybe Jesus would have been a good one. Yeah,
that's my number one.
That's a good one.
Yeah, it would be Jesus.
What about the other two?
They always change. They always change, but they're mostly biblical characters.
Are you religious?
No, but I feel like that's the stories that everyone around the world knows, and those are the stories that everyone's trying to preach. So I would love to get to the main source and hear it directly from them and get their version, not the telephone version thousands of years later.
You would be pretty... People would be coming to you with questions.
And hopefully I retain enough information to give them the answers. But yeah, sometimes they're philosophers, you know, it just depends situations and like where I'm at mentally to answer that question. But Jesus is usually number one. Moses is like one, just, you know, the whole burning bush experience, like what the fuck is that? And the whole parting the sea and, you know, all that shit.
Wow.
It's like, what really happened, bro? Come on. This shit, I don't want the Hollywood version, bro.
Yeah, just shoot the shit. Let's go.
Yeah. Are you really? Yeah, just, that's usually it.
I like that.
Or like Toth, you know? Or like an Anunnaki member. I don't know.
Yeah.
Just weird shit. And then sometimes I want like historical, just like, you know, some of the our founding fathers who were kids writing our constitution, all the 20-year-olds that decided how we should run our country. Anyways. Senate!
Yo.
Mr. Checkpoint! Always film the police. It's been an honor, man. I appreciate you taking time out of your day to come here on the Getting High With Show. First show of 2025.
The Get High With Us Show.
The Getting High With. We're getting high and we're with Senate.
The Getting High With Senate Show.
The Getting High With Show.
The Getting High With Show.
Yeah.
Featuring Senate.
Getting High With Senate Show. However we want to say it.
I like that.
Kentron, you're amazing, bro.
Yeah, thanks, man. Dope.
You got any Bob Marley?
I do got some Bob Marley, but let's see. We have.
I like how you just kept the drums.
I don't wanna wait to pay for you.
Hey.
I don't wanna wait to pay for you.
Chad, I appreciate you. I know y'all were holding back. Let's go, Kentron!
There you go.
Some Bob Marley.
Appreciate
Shout out to
that.
Travis making it happen. Shout out to chat. All y'all tuning in. If you're still listening, I appreciate you. I love you. Hope you learned as much as we did. It's been an honor. Where are you at? Where can people find you? Shout it out again. I know it'll be in the description and all that, but...
Yeah, Mr. Checkpoint with an underscore on Instagram, Mr. Checkpoint on YouTube, Mr. Checkpoint on TikTok, MrCheckpoint.com. And then the nonprofit is AFTP.org or Always for the People on Instagram.
What? Are they taking away TikTok?
That's what they say. I don't think that's going to happen.
I mean, they said it's going to happen, but now I heard that who's that dude from Shark Tank? The Mr. Wonderful guy?
Oh, Kevin O'Leary.
Kevin O'Leary. I heard he's trying to buy it, and now Donald Trump is backing him if they do get rid of it to buy it. Isn't that weird?
It's weird.
It's a lot of data on TikTok.
So we're fucked.
I mean, if you signed up for anything on the internet, I'm sure
they
have your information.
It's all done.
They're listening to this whole podcast. Yeah. They're not giving me my views, dude. Come on, at least listen to the show, bro. Let me get some views.
Right. No, did you get your Apple money for that? For them listening, the lawsuit.
Oh, I don't know if I signed up for it. Yeah, what was it, like $10?
Like $20.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. It's okay. Oh, it's all right. They take my money anyway, and they listen to me.
And I appreciate.
Oh yeah,
thank
shout
you so
apothecary
much.
With the shopping spree out here in Sherman
apothecary.
Oaks.
Apothecary, thank you.
15374 Dickens. I got a couple events coming up as well. Check out my IG @AdamIll_ as well. AdamIll. Yeah, I think that's the one right now. AdamIll_. You ever have issues with social media? Do they try to flag you? Or
my first Mr. Checkpoint account got taken.
Is that why you have an underscore?
Yeah.
Why'd they take it down? What'd they say?
It was the day after Trump won, and like, I don't know if you recall this video, but like his son was yawning. I don't know, it was like a video. Okay. And I shared that video, and it got the most views, like any video I've ever shared, and then within 24 hours of that, my account was gone. And it was like no email notice, nothing.
When you signed on, it didn't say like disabled or?
Yeah, it was like,
this account doesn't exist.
I think maybe, yeah, this account doesn't exist. It's just user not found. There was no email. Yeah.
That's scandalous how you can just do that to you and like nothing. And you can't do anything about it. Where's the social justice for Meta and social media, bro? You can't get a hold of them. I need all 26 of my accounts back.
26?
Yeah.
Exactly?
I mean, going through... Yeah. I mean, I don't know, give or take. I haven't counted. But yeah, it's about 26.
Damn.
Like all the highest hosts, Getting High With, Get High Everywhere, Adam Hill, The Real Adam Hill, The Official... The Adam Hill underscore Adams, you know, all those.
That's great. Hopefully the new rules help the community, you know.
Let's go, Zuck.
Let's go.
He realizes
he
it's just failing.
He put the chain on and it's like, guys, let's forget the whatever.
He realized he's like, fuck, they're not liking it. Everyone's going to X. Like, you know, right. Let's give free speech back. It's weird. Anyways, I feel like we could talk for hours.
Appreciate you, bro.
Thank you for hanging out. Kentron, everyone. Appreciate all y'all. Getting High With Show on all streaming platforms. Shout out to wherever you're listening to. I don't know if you're in the grow room or if you drive in or if you're at home. It's in the background just lurking. I appreciate y'all. Keep killing it. Y'all are the best. And more shows coming soon, baby. All 2025. I appreciate y'all. Happy New Year. And I'll see you next time. Bye.
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 All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.